What do you think about this question of parking at hospitals? Should it be free?
I think you summarized things extremely well, Mark, when you looked at both sides of this particular issue and cited that if it was completely free, you would have an overrun of use, as with anything that is free.
Right.
And so as a result, you would end up inconveniencing people who would not be able to park around there anyway because the lots would be full and then you'd have restrictions for access. So there is that aspect of it. It is indeed a user fee, though, that is also correct in that in order to get closer access to the hospital and order to make your appointments, you're paying for being able to enter the building. Sure, you can choose to park along Linda Lane, in this case, if you're looking at the Ottawa Hospital, but this
at the general campus,
for some people on general campus, is prohibitive for some people, especially if they're elderly and they have to walk a certain distance. People can be dropped off up front, but the family member or friend that's taking them there is going to have to then go a distance sometimes to be able to find parking. But that being said, the crux of this issue is that we do not have a healthcare system that has what the government deems to be universal access. I mean, that's the bottom line, that people do have to pay for certain services, and in this case it happens to be parking, and it is a user fee. And so we have to decide as a society what user fees we're prepared to pay and which ones we are not prepared to pay. But nevertheless, it goes to the fact that governments do not tell us the truth when they say that they are trying to make healthcare accessible to everybody,
right,
when indeed it is not.
All part of the hypocrisy of the idea of universal access at no charge.
Absolutely.
Now, there's another story in the news. Wanted to get your quick reaction to it. Health Canada is suspending approval for use of the drug Avastin by patients with metastatic breast cancer.
That's right. This was a medication that was fast-tracked in 2008 by the Food and Drug Administration because an early study seemed to indicate for patients who had a specific type of metastatic breast cancer, HER2 negative, meaning receptor negative breast cancer, so a smaller fraction of women who have this particular breast cancer, it was fast-tracked because they found that it had an average of about 5.5 months of progression-free survival, meaning that the cancer did not grow for an average of 5.5 months more than the conventional treatment at the time. But it was under the provision that they did, this is Genentech that produced the medication, under the provision that they followed through and did further evaluation to indeed see whether this was the case, whether it did continue to show progression-free survival. And through the company's own studies, following through, they found that it actually, over time, made no difference at all. In fact, the progression-free survival was found to be about less than a month, 0.8 of a month. So what they've said is that, look, we gave you fast track on this because we thought it was going to be helpful. If we had all this data, which would mean no fast tracking, we would never have approved it for this use. So they've taken it away because also the side effects, the risk versus benefit of this, the risk was much greater. Women ended up having heart attacks, elevated severe high blood pressure, bleeding, and also damage to various parts of their bodies, nose, stomach, intestines. They had damage that way. So the indication for its use for HER-negative cancer, taken away, but it's still used for other cancers such as colon cancer and such. So it is still used for certain things, but the breast cancer evidence is not there for its use.
Okay, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.